Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This is another beatitude with a promise attached. If you develop a pure heart, you will, quotes, see God, not literally, but with the eyes of your heart. The heart of the issue is the issue of the heart. God only ever always looks at the heart, at our motive for doing things. Motives. Interesting word, motive, our impulsion for what we do. Interesting to get real with ourselves sometimes and ask, just what is my motive for doing this? We need to get more and more like the skin horse in the story of the Velveteen Rabbit. Real. Have done with hiding behind masks, trying to create an impression that we're something we're not. Anything resonating there? The world is full of them, the church too, poor darlings. Those who are part of the body, part of the church, who do not realise who they are and whose they are, and are still posturing like the world to gain the recognition and approval they already have, when they're royalty, but they don't know it or don't believe it. It's passed them by completely, and they're still striving to impress first themselves, then others. Absolutely exhausting. So being pure in heart means pure in motive. Not having a hidden agenda. Being real. It all goes together. What you believe in your heart is what you really believe. It's not what you think, but what's in your heart, and out of that you will speak. Take a look at Matthew 14:34 sometime. The scriptures just have this way of finding us out, don't they? We can fool some of the people some of the time, and we can fool ourselves too, but we can't fool God any other time. How's it working out for you?